Pepper Young's Family. Pepper Young's Family is the true-to-life story of your friends, the Youngs. We'll be with them in just a moment, after this message from our sponsor. The trench should be here, right on the Youngs' front porch, almost any minute now. Ever since Mr. Trent's secretary telephoned, the Young household has been keyed to a high pitch of excitement. Even Mrs. Young has almost lost her calm. She's checking on the appearance of the living room as Peggy returns from school.
Mama, are they here? They're not here yet, are they? Mama?
Oh, my stars, Mrs. Young. What a relief to find nobody here. You look wonderful.
Why, thank you, Edie.
Well, I don't. I look awful. I've got to dash right upstairs and clean up. Come on, Edie. Come upstairs with me.
All right.
Oh, wait a minute, Peggy. I just want to tell you that instead of making a lot of little cakes, I made one big cake.
Oh, Mama, the little cakes would have looked so much more sophisticated.
Oh, I think the Trents will enjoy it. And a big homemade layer cake looks so nice on the tea tray.
Well, all right. Now, I've just got to fix my hair.
I'm coming with you.
Edie, what do you think? Should I change my dress or not?
I don't know, Peggy. What else have you got to put on?
Nothing much, only that blue one.
I think you look cuter just the way you are, in a sweater and skirt.
But what'll they think of my not dressing up for them?
I don't know. I suppose people in Chicago put on all sorts of fancy clothes when they have afternoon tea.
You know, I really wish Mama hadn't gone and made that big cake. It's so old-fashioned to have it sitting there waiting to be cut.
You really should have little cakes, like from the caterers. You need more lipstick.
Do I? Oh, no, Edie, I don't think so.
You need more than you usually do. People in Chicago wear lots of lipstick.
Well, all right, I'll put on a little more.
So you haven't got any earrings around, have you?
Oh, Edie, I never wear earrings.
I know it, but they give you an awfully mature look. Especially if, instead of wearing your hair loose, you drop back tight behind your ears, like this. Look, I'll fix it for you. See? There now, you really look mature.
I don't look a bit like me.
You don't want to look like a mere child, do you?
No.
Well, then wear it this way. Oh, for goodness sakes, Peggy, haven't you got any earrings anywhere?
No. Why, yes, I have, too. I have some hoop earrings somewhere in my bureau drawer that I got at the 5 and 10 last year when we gave that play at school and I was a gypsy, remember?
And hoops will be simply ultra. Here, I'll look for them. Where would they be?
Oh, I don't know. Way at the back, I guess. Edie, are you sure you like my hair this way?
It's super. Don't touch it. Oh, here are the earrings. Put them on.
Oh, I can't. They're awful.
Put them on and see how they look.
All right. There. Oh, I ought to have a tambourine, too.
Peggy, you're absolutely stunning. Gorgeous. It adds years to your age.
Oh, they look silly. All I need is a Spanish shawl and some mascara on my eyelashes.
Well, it wouldn't hurt to put a little on.
Well, I won't, Edie.
Peggy, please leave the earrings on so the Trents will realize you're not a child.
But, Edie, don't you... Edie, they're here.
Good. You're all ready for them.
No, Edie, please go out in the hall and see if it's the Trent. I just can't go downstairs yet. My legs are shaking.
Well, Peggy is ready. Lipstick, earrings, Edie and all. I wonder what the Trents would think of so sophisticated a young lady. We'll be back with the Youngs in just a moment after this message from our sponsor. The Youngs' doorbell has just rung. Unaware of her daughter's changed appearance, Mrs. Young casts a final look around the living room and goes to the door.
Is Miss Peggy Young at home?
Oh, yes. Come right in. I'm Peggy's mother, Mr. Trent.
But I'm sorry to say that I'm not Mr. Trent.
Oh, I'm so sorry. You see, we were expecting a Mr. and Mrs. Trent. Oh, what can I do for you?
As a matter of fact, I represent Mr. Trent.
You represent Mr. Trent?
Yes. My name is Taylor, Bruce Taylor. I'm Mr. Trent's attorney.
Oh, but where are they? I mean, will they be here later?
No, Mrs. Young. I thought Mr. Trent's secretary made it clear to Miss Young over the phone that I was coming.
Well, no, Peggy didn't get that impression at all. She understood that Mr. Trent and possibly Mrs. Trent, too, were coming.
Mr. Trent had no intention of coming.
But
I don't understand.
How do you do, Mr. Trent? I wanted to meet you so much.
Peggy.
I'm not Mr. Trent, Miss Young. Oh. I take it you are Miss Young?
Yes, I'm Peggy Young.
The Trents haven't come, Peggy. This is Mr. Taylor, their lawyer.
Their lawyer? You mean Mr. and Mrs. Trent won't be here?
Apparently not. They sent Mr. Taylor here instead.
Sent him? You mean they sent you to meet me, Mr. Taylor?
Yes.
Why, I suppose Mr. Trent was too busy to come himself, huh?
He's a pretty busy man.
Well, anyway, Mr. Taylor, I'm awfully pleased to meet you.
Thank you, Miss Young.
They asked me not to say anything to Carter about his father coming on, and...
And I trust you haven't.
Oh, no, I didn't tell him.
Miss Young, I thought they told you that only I was coming.
No. I'm sure they said Mr. Trent would be here, and we thought maybe Mrs. Trent would come, too.
Will you have a cup of tea, Mr. Taylor?
No, thank you, Mrs. Young. I've got to take a plane right back.
Well, I guess you want to know all about how Carter and I became engaged, don't you, Mr. Taylor? I guess that's what you came to find out.
Yes, I came to find that out, among other things.
Well, we met at a dance, and I guess we liked each other right from the start. Only, well, I didn't like Carter, especially then.
And you came to know him much better, I presume.
Oh, yes. You see, he sent me a diamond wristwatch for Christmas.
Diamond wristwatch?
Oh, I think his father wouldn't let her keep it.
I just never dreamed that Carter had sent it. I thought someone else had. And then, a long time afterwards, Carter told me it was he. You know, I think that's when I began to fall in love with him.
When you knew he had sent you the diamond wristwatch?
Oh, no. Not because of that. It was the way he talked to me. The way he told me he cared for me.
And from then on, you were engaged.
Well, yes, sort of.
Well, Mr. Taylor, that seems to be the whole story.
Not quite.
Not quite?
I know what you mean. You want to know how it all happened to get in the newspaper, don't you? We're really terribly sorry about that.
I'm sure you are.
Of course, it was bound to be a news item. I mean, when Carter became engaged to anybody, his family is so prominent.
They are indeed.
That was one reason I hesitated such a long time before I let Carter know how I felt about him. Because I was almost afraid to marry anybody in his position.
That seems a bit unusual.
Oh, not for Peggy. We're very simple people, Mr. Taylor. And it's a little overwhelming for all of us to think of Peggy as the wife of a Trent.
Well, Mrs. Young, perhaps you are simple people. But I must say, Miss Young doesn't look as unsophisticated as I expected.
I agree, Mr. Taylor. Peggy, you go upstairs and take off those earrings and fix your hair the way you always wear it.
Please don't bother, Miss Young. It really won't make any difference.
Oh? What do you mean?
We may as well get down to brass tacks.
I'm afraid I don't understand you, Mr. Taylor. Just what have you come here for?
If they're angry about the publicity, I'm terribly sorry, Mr. Taylor. It was all a mistake.
A very bad mistake, as far as the Trents are concerned. Although, I see where it might have an advantage if someone wanted to capitalize on the engagement to Carter.
Capitalize?
Yes. You realize, Mrs. Young, that Mr. and Mrs. Trent have definite plans for their son.
Oh, yes, I know that. Carter told me that his father wants him to carry on the business, but I don't think Carter wants to.
It isn't so much what he wants to do as what he has to do. As you may surmise, Miss Young, a name and a fortune like the Trents entail grave responsibilities.
Yes, that's what worried me so much about falling in love with Carter.
Then you must certainly realize how unwise it was for you to let your engagement be announced.
Oh, but Peggy couldn't help that, Mr. Taylor. We did everything we could to stop it, and when we found out how opposed Mr. Trent was to publicity...
But you didn't stop it. The announcement has been made, and Carter confirmed the engagement to his father by phone. In other words, Miss Young, you've managed very cleverly.
Cleverly?
So cleverly that nothing remains to be done but to come right out and ask what it's worth to you.
Worth to me? To be engaged to Carter? Why, Mr. Taylor, it's worth everything in the world to me. But I love him. I don't suppose I could ever explain how much I love him. It's something you just can't put into words. Something you have to feel down inside of you.
I mean, What is it worth to you in dollars and cents?
Mr. Taylor, you don't mean that you've come here, that they dared to send you here to offer to
what, Mama?
To buy Peggy off?
Mr. Trent is convinced that everyone has a price. He merely wants to know what Miss Young's price is.
Mrs. Young's mouth sets in a firm line. Peggy's eyes are big and incredulous as both look speechless at the Trent's lawyer. Now this word from our sponsor. Join us next week on Pepper Young's Family. Lee Stevens speaking. Pepper Young's Family is a production of Nana Radio.